You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast. Before our interview with Jamal Downer, PharmD with Walgreens, pretty exciting episode. He is a pharmacy manager in downtown New York City, really like one of the epicenters of this COVID-19 pandemic. Before that, I wanted to tell you about a product called UltiGuard Pen Needles. Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack. We've heard about several new products, and we want to bring to your attention, especially if you own a pharmacy, choosing the best care for your patients, but also choosing something that is financially supportive of you and your efforts in a community pharmacy. The Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack is an FDA-cleared product that provides 100 premium pen needles and a sharps container all in one. Check it out. They've been a wonderful supporter of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Go to UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. Once again, that's UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. And check it out. Let us know what you think. This is important that we get feedback from our listeners. UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. Now let's get on with the rest of the show. Pharmacy Podcast Network, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is the founder and host of the Pharmacy Podcast, Todd Urey. And this is about the world of pharmacy and the pharmacist as the hub of healthcare. And I get excited when we get to interview dynamic pharmacists that are doing things throughout our nation to help patients. But what excites me more in this time, in this crisis, in this pandemic, is when we get to interview pharmacists at the ground level, at the front lines, and I can't think of a better front line than the amazing city of New York City and what's happening there. In contrast, as we were talking before about other territories, but I'd like to welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast the first time, hopefully not the last, Dr. Jamal Downer with Walgreens. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
Thank you for having me.
Very welcome. So before we kick this off and really dig into some questions that I have about your experiences as a pharmacist in this pandemic stage, something very new for me, new for you, new for all of us.
Definitely.
Let's find out a little bit about you and in your passion about being a pharmacist.
So my name is Jamal Downer. I've been a pharmacist with Walgreens for 15 years. I was born and raised in New York. I've worked all throughout the city, stores uptown, downtown. I've worked in the outer boroughs, Queens, the Bronx, and Brooklyn, which is where I was born and raised. I went to pharmacy school in Brooklyn. I currently practice in our location in the Empire State Building. I'm married to a pharmacist. She has a very sweet commute. She works 5 minutes away from our house. And we have two young children.
Incredible. Wow. You know, that there are, you guys should start like a little Facebook fan page of couples, married couples that are pharmacists, because there are some of you out there that...
I know. We actually met in pharmacy school, and there were three couples that met in our class, were married, and are still together from that one pharmacy class. So I can only imagine.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall at dinner and hear people argue amongst each other about a case. And, you know, the wife's probably always going to win that anyway.
Oh, definitely.
So what a time in our world. I have learned a tremendous, I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose when it comes to building content and coverage of COVID-19 and the coronavirus and this pandemic in the country. And we know, as one of the most active cities in the entire world on planet Earth, that New York City really is considered the heart of capitalism, and sometimes measures our economy for the world at large. And, you know, when we think about the intensity of what disasters can do and how New York City rose to the disaster that was 9/11 and what that did to really bringing people together. I can't help it. I am pharmacist's number one fan. So when this broke out, the very first thing I thought was how the pharmacist is going to be understood and recognized in ways that you really haven't been in sometimes in this point. So share with our listeners what's happening in New York City from your perspective and how pharmacists are really stepping forward as leaders during this pandemic.
Yeah, this hit us particularly hard. My store is in the Empire State Building, so we were at the heart of the city. And we went from having tourists and hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming in every day to a complete lockdown of the building with only people in the neighborhood coming down. So we worked really, really hard to try to get our feelers out there to communicate with patients who were no longer able to come to work, to come into the building, but still needed their medication. I think the pandemic has really provided an opportunity for pharmacists to play an even bigger role in patient care by administering tests, immunizations, and vaccines. And we try our best to let our patients know that we're there for them. Their lives have been completely turned upside down by this. And I think that when they hear us on the phone, they know that there's still at least some part of their old life that's still there for them, that we have their back.
Yes, it's one thing to be suffering with cold-like symptoms and what COVID is doing, a very vicious flu, very vicious virus. But it's another thing to put the stress on top of patients and of the communities and of people in general, of what this is doing and how we're all on edge. And that's another layer of challenge in being a provider and being a pharmacist. And how does that play into it? How are you handling the stress and the, I can only imagine, Jamal, how many questions and how much stress you're getting from mothers of kids and people that are taking care of the elderly. Tell me about that extra level of being a care provider as you are.
I mean, it's been difficult, but people have been really grateful to myself and my staff for showing up every day. And we always keep that in mind, that we're going to work with a purpose. So when we field those calls, we do our best to be that calm voice of reason on the other end. You're absolutely right. COVID symptoms are often, I mean, people call in afraid that they may have COVID symptoms. So we have to, you know, ask them about, do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? Things like that. And trying to discern that from something that may just be, and very often is, symptoms of allergies, like sneezing or runny nose and things like that, that are occurring in this season. So regardless of what it is, our job is generally just to try to be that voice of reason so that people aren't by themselves and aren't panicking. I think by focusing on that, myself and my staff have really taken our game up to another level, because it's a level of responsibility that we've always had, but never, I guess we didn't realize how important it was until this hit. And we became for some people that, you know, the only voice they had in that way.
So patients, on a national study that's been done several times, are finding that they're able to, you know, engage and see their physician for every one meeting or one occurrence that they're seeing that physician, they're seeing their pharmacist 10 times. And it really brings to light, as you just said, Jamal, the importance that Walgreens, as a leader in healthcare, as well as yourself and your staff, the empathy that comes with pandemics and disasters like this, the stress that your patient is facing, and it could be financial, it could be hardships personally, stress, it could be mental health issues, the extra pressures on marriages and childcare and being a parent. You know this because of your three children. Yeah. I know it. I have four daughters, and my oldest as a teenager, and she's constantly saying, I'm tired of this. I want to go out. I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm going to, and we're like, no, I'm sorry. You can't, we're not ready yet. And so what can you say as a fellow community? You're a leader though, in New York City, to those parents that are concerned about the safety of their children and trying to get back to normal, at least as normal as we can be.
Yeah, I mean, all you can do is take it one day at a time. everything, the pandemic is very, very serious, and the stay-at-home orders are one of the best ways we have to prevent the spread of this thing right now. Kids don't always understand that, but all we can do is be patient and go day by day and trying to help them get to the point where they see that what we're doing right now in the short term is going to be better for the long term. It's been difficult playing teacher and parent while working full time, but we're all trying our best. None of us are going to be perfect at it, but you have to realize that and just try to keep going forward.
You know, New York City is considered really one of the centers of this whole COVID-19 pandemic and virus, and really it's a way to look at a massive community and really learn from. As we were speaking before we started the interview, I was giving you a contrast to Fayette County, Pennsylvania, and we're in southwestern Pennsylvania, and it's very quiet here. We don't have the massive amounts of transit and public needs and public infrastructure that the intensity of what New York City goes through. But the pharmacist role, no matter where I go and no matter who I interview, has remained the same. I'm hearing from pharmacists in tiny little podunk towns like Brownsville, Pennsylvania, right here where I'm from, versus you, Jamal, as a leader in one of the largest communities in the entire world, New York City. And it's still the same thing, that people need their pharmacist. And something that I wanted to follow up and ask you is, you know, I think of the most frail patients right now, the ones that are comorbid, that they're going through many different chronic conditions. They might be a diabetic, and this is just putting another layer of stress. How are you and your pharmacist team handling the most fragile patients right now? Is there any changes in process or follow-up that's happening with your pharmacists?
Well, we've been checking in on some of our most vulnerable patient populations to arrange prescription delivery and ship essential items. We've also asked our health outcome pharmacists to do the same. We're following up with at-risk patients to make sure they have everything they need beyond medications. So we've been making dozens, if not hundreds, of phone calls a day, really trying to keep, you know, touching base with the customers we have, making sure that everyone's getting everything they need, whether it be a prescription or, you know, an over-the-counter item that they may not be able to leave their house to get. And because they trust us, they're telling us specifically what their needs may be in ways that they probably wouldn't do with other people.
Absolutely. I think of, you know, we all want to move forward. We all want to get back to business as usual. We want our children to go back to schools. We want normalcy. We want to bring ourselves back to the level of not waking up at 3 a.m. and being panicky. I'm not a real super stressful person. I'm pretty low key, but I have to admit this has affected me in a way. I worry about the safety of not only my community, but pharmacists. You're being in touch with these patients every day, and the healthcare provider. I'm thinking of the physicians and the nurses that are out there that are doing the work and the frontline work, and on how important that is. You know, collaboration comes to mind. How has this this rapid need for your care as a pharmacist in New York City, what has it taught you about collaboration with physicians and nurse practitioners and other specialists?
We've actually had to increase our collaborative efforts because we're in New York. We had a lot of nurses and physicians come from out of state to help out during this time of crisis. And because we're in the Empire State Building, we were fielding a lot of calls from out-of-state doctors and out-of-state nurses about how to best write prescriptions for New York, what regulations we might have in New York. We've also been doing our best to stay in contact with doctors when their offices may not be open because, you know, they live somewhere else and their patients are normally in the city. So we've established a very good, almost personal relationship with a lot of these providers so that we can take care of their patients, even if they can't see them personally. I actually had a call with a doctor the other day about a patient. The doctor had given us his cell phone number because he has a lot of patients in the area. And if they needed refills, he knew that he wouldn't be in his office to give them to him. So we called for a refill. And as I was speaking to him, he asked, oh, how is she doing? You know, is she taking everything? Does she need anything else? And I realized I was the point of contact between the doctor and the patient at that point, because they weren't going to see each other until who knows when.
Well, that's interesting, and I understand that's an increasing story that I'm hearing, with the need to quickly get in touch. And it's very comforting and inspiring to hear that you have those kinds of relationships with your physicians, that you're reaching out to their mobile phones and accessing. And that access to collaboration and information is so important right now. You know, I've been a Zoom and internet meeting user and conference call user for 12, 15 years now. It's not new to us, but it is new to many patients and many consumers who have never had a consult with a physician or doctor. Talk to me about Walgreens and the leveraging of telehealth, and how you might or team members have used the technologies to assure patients that it's going to be okay, and that they're in your care, even if you can't physically be with them.
Well, one of the things that we push our patients to do is to download the app, because even if we're not there at the store, maybe we're closed, it might be in the middle of the night, Walgreens has 24/7 pharmacy chat, which allows a team member to answer their question whenever, wherever they may need it. We've also been putting patients in contact with telehealth whenever they may need something that a pharmacist may not be able to provide. So we've tried to leverage our app and Walgreens.com as much as possible, just to be able to provide patient services if they can't make it to the store, and if for whatever reason we're not on the other line when they call.
Excellent. So I know that there's been an amazing increase in the leverage of telehealth in other areas of the country, and how important that is to actually learn to swim by being thrown in the water.
And yes.
Saying to many patients, hey, this isn't an option. You really need to engage this for follow-up, especially for, as we said, there's the more fragile patients. There's the people out there who are taking care of loved ones, of their mother, of their father, who are, you know, elderly. And there's a myriad of things that could go wrong with the increase of what we're all going through with this pandemic. I always think of, you know, the adherence issue that we talk about, that has cost $300 billion to our healthcare system, in a range of between, you know, myriad of reasons of what it can cost and how it can cascade, how it can cause other problems and other issues. And I think of the adherence to not only medications, but protocols. We all want to get back to normal, but adhering to what your physician, what your nurse, what your doctor, what your pharmacist are telling you to do, in the best practice of keeping you happy and healthy and productive and moving and helping your other family members out, is so important. What do you say to your fellow healthcare professionals in the regards to resilience at this point, of how not only stressed you are, but you're human beings, you're getting tired. What message can you give your fellow healthcare provider now?
I think the best thing we can all do is just take it one day at a time. You survive one day, and that's all you can do. Just one day, and then the next day, and then the next day, and eventually we're going to get through it. All of our roles as healthcare professionals are incredibly important right now. You were mentioning adherence and things like that. And one of the things I see is my job as a pharmacist is to take that off of a patient's plate. Walgreens has something called Save a Trip Refills, where we try to get all of the patient's medications synced up as best we can, so that we can, before they were picking it up, now we're delivering it to them for the most part, but so that they can just take care of that in one shot. We also try to do 90 days for patients so that they can take care of that in one shot. But I think a part of one of the reasons my job is so important is that I'm taking an additional stressor off of the plates of so many other people, so that if I'm not there, they'd have to worry about it. But since I'm there as their pharmacist, they don't have to worry as much. I'm there to help remind them that they need to do this, or to make it as easy as I can for them. And that helps me because it gives me a reason to go to work. It gives me a reason to smile because I'm really doing a lot for so many people.
So I'm giving a shout out to the class of 2020 pharmacy recent grads that have gone through, oh my goodness, how many years of school to becoming a PharmD and the next stage of their future careers can be looked at with stress in and of itself, wondering, hey, what do I do now in a time of a pandemic and what's my next steps? What is Walgreens doing in reaching out to those new grads to give opportunities for residency type environments or internships or the next stage of a brand new pharmacist once they're licensed for the state, opportunities and working with your organization? And then obviously the most important thing is learning how to best care for patients.
Well, the Health and Human Services recently expanded the role of pharmacists to help fill current gaps in the healthcare system through COVID-19 testing. So Walgreens is opening up test sites in 49 states and Puerto Rico so that Walgreens can be there to help test. Once we have all of our sites set up, we should be able to test about 50,000 people every day, and that's really going to help out. I think the future of pharmacy, I mean, COVID-19 has really underscored the important role that pharmacists play, and the future of pharmacy is going to be so different because we'll be able to really pick up as accessible healthcare providers in a way that I think people maybe didn't appreciate before.
It makes a lot of sense in moving from that prescription-focused role to really a value-based, all-encompassing role of
yes.
and catching things. Pharmacists are there's no way that they're not going to catch something with their patients when they're seeing their patient, as we said, 10 times more than their primary care physician. And that pharmacist is really a quarterback as a hub of healthcare provider in really helping that patient understand how other things are impacting their life. How's your diet impacting your life? How is the lack of exercise, or how is the stress level that you're under? How is things that may be happening in your home that create a dynamic that pharmacist and you and your team, Jamal, are probably picking up on, especially yes. with additional stress. So what else can you leave us with before we wrap up today as a words of encouragement for our healthcare professionals, but also the patient out there who also might be listening?
I'd say that pharmacists are there for our patients, our customers. We're probably the easiest person to get to if you're having a problem with your medications, or even if you're unsure about symptoms you may be having. If you can't get in touch with your doctor, your pharmacist is there for you. If there are questions we can't answer, you know, we will let you know who can. We'll pass that information along to you to the best of our ability. There have been so many interactions I've had with people who really cannot get out to see anyone else, but they trust me because they've been coming to my store for a long time and we have a relationship. And I think that's the relationship that helps people maintain their health going forward. I think a personal connection with a healthcare professional is incredibly important, and we're the easiest healthcare professionals for most people to have that one-on-one with.
Absolutely. Well, was speaking with Dr. Jamal Downer with Walgreens in the center of this. I take hats off to you, sir, because your family's in the middle of this. You're in the middle of this. People that you care about on your team are right in the middle of this. So my heart goes out to you. I want to stay in touch with you. Get you into this network, talking with other pharmacists, talking with other physicians about disease states that may interest you or you'd like to expand upon. But Jamal, we're going to invite you back anytime that you want to come back.
That'd be great. Thank you.
We were talking with Dr. Jamal Downer with Walgreens, and we thank you as always for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.